I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Last week, lawmakers approved a bill that will lead to the merger of many small school districts in the state by the year 2020. The bill includes financial incentives for districts that are quick to merge and the loss of state aid for districts that wait. But the bill also included a little-noticed provision that looks at the cost of an adequate education. Josh O'Gorman of the Vermont Press Bureau has the story.
The hope is to reduce the state's per-pupil spending. So the bill allocated $300,000 for a study to determine how much money is needed to provide students with a basic or adequate education. The study was part of a compromise between senators, who did not want the study, and House members who responded to suggestions from the public that there is an ideal per-pupil spending figure. However, at least one education official says the study might end up calling for an increase in education spending. William Mathis is a member of the Vermont State Board of Education and the author of at least one adequacy study in the past. He says education advocates in some states have used adequacy studies as evidence that the states should be spending more on education, not less. Mathis predicts that the study will show the state should spend more money to educate students living in poverty and English language learners. For VPR News, I'm Josh O'Gorman with the Vermont Press Bureau.